We are back. The Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. The Gunsmiths every Saturday morning from 8 till 9. Jonathan Smith, he's the gunsmith. We're going to talk some of the guns available right now at Williams Gunsight Company.
Yeah, we are. And, you know, Dan, I have a feeling that with this list we're going to get to, we're going to go through some of the stuff. During the segment, I mean, we're going to talk about Williams, but we're also going to talk about guns that are the number one selling guns in America, according to guns.com. And I'm going to think that January pocket money from Christmas cards might be involved because
might have played a role.
A lot of entry level guns. Almost every gun on this list is black. And it's not surprising. Black guns sell a lot. So, but the truth is concealable handguns, tactical guns and tactical rifles, tactical shotguns, they are popular right now. So being sold across America on a regular basis. I think America is arming themselves. They were hoping we're not going to get into a fight. So, well, let's just pray for the best. So Williams Gunsight Company brings you this segment of the show, and we're so glad they do. They've sponsored every single segment of the Gunsmith Show ever on the air. You can reach them at 810-653-2131. Better yet, go to their website, williamsgunsight.com. You can check it out. You can look at all their sites and platforms of sites that they have. They make their own. They do a great job. And right now, you can even have like the glow-in-the-dark sights installed on your gun while you wait. They'll do it right there while you're in the store. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Monday through Friday is when they have the gunsmiths always there. So you can stop in Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 or 10 to 5, and get that done. And you don't want to get there too late to have it done. So, but lots of great stuff to happen can happen at Williams. It's a beautiful 25,000 square foot showroom, and you'll love it.
Don't forget, Glock Day is next Saturday. March 8th, they've got manufacturer reps out there. You can register for a free Glock pistol that they'll be giving away. Yeah. That day, and they've got them on special. All Glocks are on special Friday through Sunday this coming week.
Looking forward to it. Should be good. I'll have to put on my Glock gear and head out there. Mm-hmm. I'll be Glock man.
Glock man.
Glock man.
There you go.
So now, according to guns.com, the top five rifles new in sales for January of 2025. The number one gun they say is a Radical Arms RF-15. This is a AR-style gun. They call it their SOCOM model. 5.56. It's just an AR-15 with a collapsible buttstock. That's what they say is the number one gun. The second gun is ET Arms Plum Crazy AR. This one has got so much plastic on it, it's hard to believe. I'm thinking it's price point. Radical Arms isn't cheap, but the ET Arms, I'm not familiar with that one at all. I don't know anybody that sells them, but they say it's the number two selling gun. Number three doesn't surprise me because a lot of people really like these guns. It's a Sentry Arms VSKA Tactical. Now, this is a AK-47 looking gun. 7.62 by 39 is the caliber, and they say it's the third best selling gun. Sentry Arms puts out pretty good products. I've had several of them. They do shoot good. We're not talking about price point really right now. We're just saying that these guns are the big sellers right now. Next one is the ATI Alpha Max AR in 5.56. Again, another collapsible stock AR and a product line. ATI does a lot of stuff out there. A lot of times some of these are some carbon fiber and plastic mixes on some of these. I'm not sure exactly how these guns are made. The Sentry Arms does have wood stocks. Of all the guns, it's the only one that has wood stocks. The last one is not a surprise. Number five, the fifth best-selling rifle, is a folding pistol caliber carbine from Kel-Tec, the Sub 2000. They sell like mad. They are at a good point. You can get them for about $450 or less. The Kel-Tec Sub 2000s are little workhorses. They can fold down and go into a briefcase if you need them to, or into a backpack. They're a great backpacking gun. They take pistol magazines. You can get them to take Glock magazines or Beretta magazines. They are good guns, and there's a reason why they sell so many of them. So that's the top five rifles.
Now from January across the country.
For January, according to guns.com. Now, the top five shotguns, this is a pretty quick list, too. I'll just say it like this. The top five shotguns are all tactical shotguns. There is not much else to say. They are all tactical shotguns. They are really moving. They are selling, and it's the common denominator again. There is tactical, and in some case, shape, or form, they are a magazine fed, semi-automatics, and they are the number one selling shotguns in America. And one of those is also a Kel-Tec. It was the KSG-12. It's still a big seller. It's a very it's the one that John Wick used and shot the Russian, shot through the Russian guy's windshield, that shotgun. Very, very popular gun. So now on to five guns from Williams Gunsight in their used gun collection that fit the bill for tactical that are at great prices because you're getting them used out of Williams Gunsight. So I went through and I just skimmed like I do on a daily basis. I went through the website and looked for deals and guns that I wouldn't kick out of bed, right? You understand the feeling. Well, I don't know if you do or not, but when you see, you go to the meat market, you see a beautiful steak. Oh, I want that steak or that piece of salmon. Knowing you, you're a salmon guy. I don't know if you cook it at home or not, but anyways, I'm in the weeds. But anyways, Dan's just
bring it on back, John. Dan's I'm reeling him in, guys.
He's not playing along at all. I'm trying to get some feedback on him, but no. So five great guns I found at Williams. I'll tell you about them right now. They have got put it this way. They have 375 used handguns to choose from right now. I picked out a couple. The Glock 34 with a Holosun optic sight on it. Box, accessories, three mags. This is the Gen 5. And, it's already set up with a sight on it, plus your sights that are come on the gun. 5.5-inch barrel. It's a 9mm beauty. And that Holosun sight's worth $300 roughly. The whole thing, you can get it right now there for under $760. So, and I'm going to say under because when you go there and say, this is the one I want, I don't know exactly what the price sticker says because, but I know it's under $760. So that's a bargain right there. That would save you from going out and spending $1,000 by putting it all together with brand new, and you'll be in good shape. Now, same line, a 9mm, but this time it is a Kel-Tec, and it's not a handgun, although people think it's a handgun because it's so small, but it cannot fire when it's folded. It's the sub 2000 again. When you lock this thing open, then it can be fired. It takes Glock mags. This one comes with two mags. It's black, 16.5-inch barrel, $420. Under $420 is how I'll say it. So that's two of the five guns from Williams. The third one, now this is a bullpup. So this is a rifle, which they have 131 used rifles right now in stock, and it changes daily. So the Kel-Tec RDB, this is a bullpup, meaning the magazine is behind your hand, and it comes down between your armpit and your hand if you're right-handed. If you're left-handed, it'll come between your armpit and your left hand. But anyways, see how I did that?
Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. I am ambidextrous, if nothing else. So this is in 5.56, so it's a 223. 16.5-inch barrel. It's got one mag. It has a foregrip, which is really nice. Helps you hold on to this gun because it is a cool little gun and very easy to fire. You'll be pretty darn impressed. It's small enough, you can really, really, it's a compact, good urban assault vehicle. So this one is under $800 at Williams. And what a gun. It's a cool gun. So you'll have a lot of fun with it if you get it. Now, in the line of a full regular AR-15, they've got a bunch of them. They got a Ruger AR-556 there, 16.5-inch barrel, collapsible stock AR with a tactical case, two mags, and the ARs from Ruger are really good guns. This has got a Sig Romeo 5 sight on it, which is a nice sight. It's a red dot sight optic, and it makes very, very easy sight acquisition, and it's the right height when you put this gun to your shoulder. It lines up with your eye really good. It's designed for this gun. This one's under $870, so very fair priced, and for a Ruger AR, that's a good price. So get one. Remember, they got 90 days layaway, and you can enjoy it. Take your time paying for it, because unless you need it right away, you got a little bit of time there on your hands, so you can get it and put it away and pay for it slowly over the next 90 days. Now, they got one shotgun that jumped out at me as a tactical shotgun. They had several nice pumps that would have worked just fine, but I thought, well, all the other guns have been a little crazy on this list today, real tactical looking stuff. So I found the Tokarev TBP-12. The TBP-12 is a Tokarev, it's probably battle pack 12 gauge shotgun. This is a 12 gauge bullpup again, or BP is bullpup, I'm sure. 18 and a half inch barrel. It is white and the metal is black on it. So it's pretty cool. It looks like a winter hunter. Okay. Might be your winter coyote gun. It has one mag with it. And because of the low cost of these tactical shotguns, they're not that expensive brand new, but they're selling this one and it'll go fast. It's under $280. So, it's quite a deal when you think about it. They only got 59 shotguns in stock right now and used. They probably have, 1,400 shotguns new in stock, but as it is, they only got 59 shotguns in stock right now used. So lots of really cool stuff to look at. But I do want to recommend that if you do anything, if you're not buying a gun this month, at least get in for your CPL class and get that done. That would be one of the smartest things you could do. And again, March 15th, they're doing a CPL class at Williams Gun Sight. On the 22nd, they're doing a CPL class at Williams Gun Sight. And the 29th.
They're not doing one on the 8th. Do you know why?
It's Glock Day.
Glock Day is the 8th.
Glock Day is the 8th.
That's next weekend.
Glock Day is just like every other Tuesday for me.
And the nice thing about it is that, they open at 10.
Yeah.
So you got an hour to get over there after the show.
Believe me, I've been there lined up before 10.
Before the doors open.
When there's deals, especially on those days when you got a factory rep,
yep,
there'll be 8 or 10 guys out there, sure. And one of the guys will beating McDonald's and somebody else will be saying, did you bring enough for everybody? But it's all good. It's all good. Hey, remember, go to our website, thegss.com, and send me an email at shooter@thegss.com. We'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you want to hear about in the show. We'll be glad to make you happy.
Make sure you tune in next weekend because we'll be here again. We'll do it again. It's the Gunsmith Show, 8 to 9, Saturday mornings here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.